I had just been hired.
Yep.
And I was like, I should listen to this podcast before I start working there.
Yeah. Well, good on you, Tyler.
Yeah.
At least you knew who was who coming into this job.
Yes. Yes.
Why do I say that, Tyler?
I'll
let you explain.
One of the funnier moments in my history at You Betcha happened today. Miles and I were leaving for a shoot, and one of your new merch guys comes up to Miles, and Miles introduces himself. He's like, hey, what's up, man? How's it going? And he looks at Miles kind of funny, and then he looks at Jared, and he goes like, oh, I've seen you. You're in the videos.
Oh, no.
Looks right.
And also, just don't point out that you've seen them in videos. We know that. That's probably why you're here.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're working at You Betcha, what does this company do? They put videos out on the internet.
Yep.
Of course you've seen him somewhere.
Right. But you haven't seen Jared in any videos.
Correct.
You've seen Miles, who just introduced himself to you.
Yes.
And then you snub the boss and look directly at an editor. Say, what is up? Basically, you are the boss. Hi, Jared.
He probably recognized Jared from episode 103 of You Betcha Radio.
Yeah.
At about the 30-minute mark, Jared and I are in the video.
For like 6 minutes.
So he probably recognized him from that.
That's probably it. Or the two streams that Jared's been on.
Yep.
Needless to say, it was a crushing blow to Miles' ego, one which he would never admit.
I know.
Which triggered anger.
I know. I know.
So you almost hired a guy and he almost got fired in his first day.
Wouldn't that have been something? Because I wasn't here at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would have got a phone call saying your new merch guy who's been here for 5 hours is no longer with us, I would have said, what in the fuck's going on?
That kind of made my day. Would have made my day.
Really?
I mean, I have no emotional attachment to this guy yet.
Yeah.
So if he's gone, I don't care.
I usually have like a 24-hour review. After the first day, just sit them down and say, hey man, how are things going? You know, because they really get into
24-hour review. Miles told me when I was hired that I was going to get a 3-month, a 6-month, and a year review. I didn't get a single one of those.
Before 2021, we got reviews, kind of.
Okay.
So we've all had one review.
What, can I get my review eventually?
I'll give you a review.
Can I have my 2-year review?
Yeah, 2-year review.
Okay.
We'll get there. Some good stuff going on today, I guess.
Yeah.
But Tyler, a lot of wild stuff happening this last weekend.
Oh, in the golf world, it has been electric.
This is a golf podcast, so I suppose we should talk.
We decided that we're only going to talk about significant shit because when it comes to golf, we really don't actually know what we're talking about.
We do, but it's just not that fun to talk about.
Yeah. Professional golf.
Yeah.
That's where that's kind of out of our realm. But when it comes to legends dying and emerging from the ashes like a phoenix, a 50-year-old phoenix that is Phil Mickelson,
yep.
We got to talk about it.
Wow.
Unbelievable. But he is older than my dad.
He is not older than my dad, but very close.
Yeah.
My dad is 51.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil is 50, correct?
Yep. My dad's 45. So he is...
Holy shit.
He is 5 years older than my dad. And my dad runs a little bit. He doesn't win PGA championships. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. He shoots big whitetails.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. But besides the point, Phil, dude, when I'm 50, I'm going to be happy if I have both my original hips.
Yeah. I'm going to be happy if I'm still golfing at 50.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will be golfing. Our game is going to be very different.
It's going to be different. But here's the thing, Tyler. I can now get away from the fact like, oh, you know, it's beginning of the year and just getting out the jitters and whatnot. Like the jitters are out, man. And I still can't play.
You haven't been having a great year.
I mean, I had a decent day on Sunday, shot an 89.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, man, I golfed the country club with Miles on Saturday, golfed 18 and pretty windy. Not a lot of trees.
Yeah. Very, very open.
31 over.
Yikes.
Dude. Whoa.
Hey, just you know,
Cody, okay, you would have been 50 plus over.
No way.
Easy on
50
that.
50 plus over?
No, Cody. Easy. Cody stays out of the wind by only hitting it 50 yards on the ground.
True.
Very true. I was hitting it tough last week, but you don't have to project this onto me. It's okay to have a bad round every once in a while.
Every round, Cody. That's the thing. It's every round. And I'm like, this goes back to one of the videos that we shot last year. It's like, why do I keep paying 60, 70 bucks to suck and get pissed off?
Hey, the country club round, you didn't have to pay for it. You were Miles' guest.
No, I paid for it.
You didn't make me pay.
Well, You must be the new favorite in the office. Because also, I wasn't gonna make him pay. For that.
So he said he gets one guest a month. I thought it was like each guest can come once a month.
Yes, each guest can come once a month.
So have you already gone?
Yes, on Saturday.
But before that. So then you shouldn't have
to pay. No, I hadn't
gone. His membership pays for a guest.
Mm-mm. Did Miles make you pay him?
Hmm.
Maybe Miles is pocketing the money.
Maybe he just took that $100 and put it in his pocket. No, I paid the register.
Oh, that's fine.
Regardless. Yeah, 30,
for me.
31 over. And here's the kicker. So kind of like you and I, Tyler, Miles and I are like secretly playing against each other
all the time.
And maybe every four or five holes, we'll like ask each other what we're at.
But you both know where the other's at.
Kind of, not really. Because one hole he's going to implode and I'm going to do well. Another hole I'm going to implode and vice versa. We roll up to hole 18 and we're both plus 29. And it's like, all right, whoever wins this hole is winning the match.
Did you bet anything?
No.
Oh.
No, I should have bet him that $100 back though.
You should have been like, hey, that $100 I know you stole from the register. It's on the line.
Yeah. One disappointing thing about the country club, I will tell you, Tyler, I'm not a huge country club guy. And here's why. We went there for breakfast, got a breakfast sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I got a sausage, egg, and cheese on a waffle, like a waffle bun kind of. The first two bites were electric. The third bite into the middle was frozen.
No, at the country club.
At the CC. So they just told me that these things are not homemade.
Nope.
Which I wish they would have been.
A little bit
more touch into that. Yeah, completely frozen. And Miles is like, why don't you tell him to go warm it up? I'm like, I don't like to be that guy.
Yeah, I hear you. Miles likes that. He's that guy.
Yeah, can you go warm up this half of a breakfast sandwich that was free anyway?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't.
Dude, you know that was just like a Jimmy Dean's microwave 100%.
Sandwich. Yes, 100%.
With like, they probably put some parsley on the plate.
Yeah.
Sprig it up a little bit.
Yep.
Where isn't serving frozen food?
Don't tell me. The public courses.
The public course hot dog stand.
Yes.
Are never frozen.
Yes. We did have hot dogs at the turn. I will tell you that. And they were phenomenal.
I have heard they have very good hot dogs.
They're really good. Hot dog, couple bush lattes.
We snuck bush lattes on.
Did you?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's what blows my mind that you guys bring beers onto the course.
How does that blow your mind? You've known us for 6 months right now.
Out of all things that you skate the gray area with, it's bringing beers on the golf course.
That's not skating any
gray areas. So what you're saying is that you just willfully just bring them on every time? Or like, why are you guys doing that?
He says he only buys from the beer.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The only time I've ever not is in high school, because obviously I couldn't buy beers there.
Right, yeah.
And when I play with you guys. That's the only time I've never bought beers at the country club.
But isn't there just a moment or two each round where you're like, God, I wish the bev cart was around. And then they're not. And you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs.
There has been those scenarios. Yes. But
this guy,
usually well prepared.
He has a bottle of liquor in his bag. So it's on you too.
I do.
Cody.
You're bringing it onto the course.
Cody.
That is true. To be fair, it was only after meeting you guys. Then I'm like, wow, that's a great idea. I can't believe I didn't think of that before.
So we're right. Sneaking beers. It's not like we're bringing an entire 30 rack. We're bringing like at the very most like 10 beers. Usually it's like
three or four guys.
Yes.
And then we're buying from the bev cart also.
Mm-hmm. I don't bring hard alcohol unless I bring my birdie juice, obviously. Cause when is the bev cart going to be there? As soon as you hit a birdie,
they won't be.
Never. And then you'll forget to take the birdie juice, but I will buy my hard alcohol mixed drinks from the bev cart every time. I'm not going to sneak on a bottle and a Coke.
And a mix. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, me either.
And maybe I might like make one a to go cup or something.
Yeah. Little holiday to go mug.
Yeah.
But
mix it in my truck before the round.
So Phil Mickelson.
Oh yeah. Phil crushed it. He was probably sipping some birdie juice after his rounds. So here's the thing.
So go ahead
with Phil, right? So Phil obviously played very, very good for a 50-year-old, but I have heard that it was basically he's only playing against half the field because one of the days the morning golfers got perfect weather. And the afternoon golfers got gale force winds.
Oh. See that?
So everybody that was golfing in that afternoon section basically didn't make the cut. So half of Phil's competition, I'm not taking anything away from him because he won by 2 strokes.
Right.
Right? Won by 2 strokes. Pretty damn close. Anyway,
I don't know.
He won by at least one stroke. He won. I'm not taking anything away from that, but the field was eliminated a little bit from what I heard. And I think some people are trying to besmirch the Phil win because of that bad change in the weather.
So what day was that? Was that after day one?
I think that was day two or three.
So the reason that those guys golfed in the afternoon was because they had lower scores and they were sitting mm-hmm. lower on the leaderboard. So that's their fault.
Right.
That could have happened to the leaders. That could have right. happened either way. So Mother Nature is just going to run its course.
You right. I hate that. You can't blame shit on the weather.
No.
You still got to play good golf either way.
I can blame a 31 over on the weather because it was really windy.
you're also not playing in the PGA Championship.
Exactly.
Yes.
So when we talk about, anytime you talk about golf, I feel like the two people you think of, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. Yeah. Why is Phil, is it just because he's won so much or is it because of his personality? Why is
Both.
He, okay.
Both.
And he's been playing forever.
Yeah. He's like a people guy.
Okay.
Like he is all for the people. Like that is his thing. He loves giving shit to kids and like.
There's a catch to that, Tyler. So I know a guy who is very in deep with the PGA Tour. He fits clubs essentially. Works for one of the brands. He said Phil is not a nice guy off camera.
Really? This is kind of some tin cup sort of vibes that one the bad guy in tin
I'm not
cup.
I'm not making this up and I'm not trying to make anyone think different about Phil Mickelson because he is very fun to watch. But I did hear that.
What are his examples? What if Phil just didn't tip him enough and now exactly. this guy hates Phil?
No, it's not. He never worked directly with Phil. He was just around him. It was more so just kind of like an asshole personality.
I mean, was it asshole or was he arrogant because he's earned it? We got to get this guy on the phone.
Yeah, but I don't like, even though you don't earn arrogance.
True. True. But like, is it, I don't know. Was it a big, am I a big deal type of attitude or is he being a dick?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both.
It's tough, Phil.
That's just, I'm just the messenger and I'm not making this up either. I know this guy. I know him well. He's a straight shooter
mm-hmm.
and he would not lie about this. So
I still like Phil.
Cody, you had something, you wanted to debate that real quick. Go ahead.
I was just thinking it was just a bad scenario. Like what Tyler said about the tipping thing.
He's been around him multiple times.
Okay. And then that's fair.
And he's also not the type of guy to form an opinion after just one interaction. But I will agree that the stuff he does for kids and for fans and all that kind of stuff on camera is very cool.
The crazy part is how guys like him and Tiger Woods, I think the reason why they're the names that come up when you think of golf from a professional standpoint is because I just saw this this infographic that was saying like the years between their first win and their last win. And Phil's was like 17 years between when he first had won and when he just won. And Tiger's for between his first win and his last win is 22 years. What? So these guys have just been in the limelight for so long.
A period of dominance. Yeah.
I saw yesterday Phil's first win was in like 1993.
It
literally had a list of all of his wins in the years and tournament that it was.
This was infographic by the PGA, so I would imagine that it's credible.
I might have saw the same one.
Maybe it was a certain type of tournament. I don't know.
Maybe it was tour wins.
Maybe
that's
what it is.
Might have been tour wins versus like...
Majors?
Major, yeah.
Yep, yeah, major maybe that's what it is.
But all
it
was, I know 17 is years. That Tiger Woods now has a fire in his belly that he's got to win one at 51 years or older.
Oh, yeah.
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 Do you think Tiger will come back and win?
He's not going to stop until he does. So I sure hope so.
When does he quit though?
He never will. He'll quit after he wins a major older than Phil.
No shit.
He's too fucking competitive.
Does he still have that though?
Does Phil?
Or no, does Tiger still have that competitiveness? Especially yes. after getting in a huge car wreck and all the shit that he does?
Dude, guys like him, that's never gone.
They
like,
thrive.
Look at MJ. He still does that shit. Like he was playing a fan one-on-one and he's 50 some years old and he wouldn't give the fan an inch. It's like he's doing it for charity and he was just all in this guy's face.
That's a different scenario than actually playing professionally though.
I don't think it'll ever die.
You don't.
That competitive animal in them will always be there.
Is my child one day going to be like me?
Yes, Ryan.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, well, my kid's going to bully yours for being too intense.
My kid's going to be an MMA by the time he's 3 or 4 years old.
That's what he'll say.
He's going to take your kid out at the calf, straight calf kick.
So Charlie will be like 10 years older.
Followed by a right uppercut. All right, here's what Tyler's going to teach his kid. He's going to teach him the double leg, all right? So I need you to stuff the double leg, throw the guillotine in, and just sit back and relax.
I'm just
going to
play this tape. Like, Charlie, listen to this. Listen, take notes.
And then if my kid loses, then I'll just blame you.
Put him up for adoption.
No, I'll blame it on your kid just being older.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be much older.
Yeah.
My kid's going to be like babysitting yours.
No.
Yeah.
Your kid's only not even two.
Yeah, you're going to trust Charlie? Babysitting your kid?
I don't know.
Tyler, hey, you got to remember that he's only half me.
Tyler,
mom is very trustworthy.
Okay.
Tyler did say I am maybe one of the only people in the office that
you
he
are.
Would
you
let
and Lakin are the only two I would
watch
ever
his
let.
Kid.
Yeah.
Because your kid would come back better than you left him
no.
with me.
Mostly because Meg would be there. That's why I picked you.
She is very good with kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Phil.
We talked about Phil Mickelson. I think, you know, for as much as we talk about golf in this podcast, he got a lot of airtime, which well deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool to watch. Phil was, I can't remember the odds. Phil might have been 50-1 odds.
Yeah, it's Ben Hanley. He listens to the podcast, sent me a screenshot of how much money he bet $20 on Phil to win, and he took home 240.
No way.
Yep.
That's great.
I'm sorry to just say your last name on the podcast, Ben. But
Tyler, give him license plate
number,
social security,
his credit card number, and the PIN is DBL for double.
So, Ben Hanley, thanks for pushing that out. Good bet. We're gonna get into.
Oh yeah! Welcome back to the podcast, episode 30-something of the Double Bogey Show.
You piped that the wrong way.
I'll call the clubhouse. We'll book another 18 for tomorrow.
Okay, they cheated on that. They fluffed their balls.
Yeah, no better time for the breakfast ball than now.
Breakfast ball. Second longest intro we've ever had.
That was a great cold open.
The whole segment was the open. Yeah.
All right, Cody, are we getting into user submitted questions?
Absolutely.
Next segment. All right, guys, yes. We're gonna take a quick break
and reviews,
and we're gonna get some reviews questions. I've never read through reviews before.
We did a whole podcast of reading the reviews.
No, our reviews.
Yeah, we did it.
No
on
shit.
Double Bogey Show.
I've done it once. Okay, we'll be right back.
We're back. Let's hit some questions. Oh, Ryan's on his phone. Never mind. Scratch that. Scratch that segment intro. And we're back. Hit us with questions, Cody. Questions
okay.
submitted by you, the fans, the listeners, the faithful Double Bogey Show aficionados. Cody said that there's been an outrageous outpouring of support from you guys in these questions, and we love you very much.
And then we're going to get into the reviews, and they're going to be like,
these
this
guys fucking
suck.
They don't talk about anything. They say they're a golf podcast, and they don't even know what day it was windy on Phil's win.
Yeah, that was actually a lot of the reviews was like, for being a golf podcast, they don't talk about golf very much. That was like an overbearing theme.
Yeah, well, it's read the freaking description.
Is it in the description?
I don't know anymore.
All right, Cody,
okay.
Hit us.
First one, thanks to Mr. Zach Houston.
Ooh.
Hey, big, Houston.
Longtime supporter of the pod. Okay, hitting top flights and drinking bloodies for 18 or golfing 18 with Aaron Rodgers? Choose one, Tyler.
Aaron.
Really? Mm-hmm. You would rather golf with Aaron Rodgers?
It is one of my dreams to talk shit to that motherfucker. And if I could do it for 18 straight holes where he can't get away from me, that's a no-brainer.
Okay, let's change the dynamic. You're in a two-person scramble and he's your partner.
That's fine.
Really?
That's totally fine. I'll break his collarbone. Because God knows that thing's brittle. And then I'll just get the alternate in.
You're not talking shit to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
He's all hopped up on pain pills.
You'll be so starstruck when he graces you with his presence.
Mm-mm.
You won't talk shit.
I will.
No.
I will. Get me in front of him.
Yeah. He'll come to you with that stale look, that raccoon eye looking thing.
Yeah, he's dead behind the eyes. The man is lifeless.
What's the opening bit from you?
We'll wait till he swings, and then I'll start poking jabs at that, and he'll be playing better than me, obviously. And he'll come back with a lot of the Vikings have never won a Super Bowl, and I was like, well, Aaron, you could have won a lot more. I would just take pokes at his personality. Like, he can't, he's dated some of the most beautiful women on earth, and they all think he's too fucking crazy. So how am I going to fare on the, I'll just like make jokes. Like, I'm scared for my life.
That was like,
there's
that was
demons awful. Behind his eyes.
What you just said was ruthless.
Yeah. I hate Aaron Rodgers so like, much. I can't stand that man.
Why can't you stand him? He's a great quarterback.
He's a good quarterback.
You yeah. have to give him respect.
I have met multiple times. I've like, I hate him as a person, but he's a good player. But he's a baby player. He's a whiner. Big time whiner.
So was Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I'm glad he's gone too.
You loved him though when he was there.
I loved the miracle, but I hated the whining. Like, I guess a great football player. Not a great dude.
Okay.
I'm drinking Bloodies and playing Top Flights.
Yeah, I would agree.
Easy.
I would agree.
I thought you guys like Aaron.
Oh, no. I don't like
Aaron. Yeah, but I like Bloody Marys more.
I just love Bloody Marys.
I would just never pass up the opportunity.
Unlimited Bloodies. There's actually a Bloody Mary bar on the golf cart. Ooh. So it's unlimited. And then there's also unlimited Top Flights. So I'm probably playing three balls a hole.
Can I let Aaron play through and then hit at him?
He's your scramble partner.
I don't care.
Next question.
Okay. This one's for both of you guys. This is a good one.
Nice, because the last one was for Tyler. Yeah. So
the soccer guy says, what do you do with the friend that equates the golf cart to a four-wheeler? So basically the guy that's trudging through the sand traps, that's going through the trees.
I don't like that guy.
I don't either.
It's okay. It's okay to whip the occasional shitty on the golf course, right?
Yeah, once around.
Don't fuck anything up that is supposed to be kept nice. Right. Don't drive on the greens ever. Don't even drive on the fringe. Stay out of the goddamn sand. If you want to go off-roading through the woods to find your ball,
That's fine. Drive in the fescue. Fescue is open for business.
Yep.
Do the fescue. Do all that. Maybe drive through the water on the fairway.
Yeah. I mean, if it's like it just rained and you don't have it, if like there's standing water and they have it roped off, don't drive over the ropes. But if there's a puddle in the fairway, go for it.
Are you a driver or a rider?
It depends on who I'm golfing with. I have no problem being either.
Yeah, because sometimes I get like a little bit motion sickness when I'm riding with buddies.
Oh,
and
really?
They're just all over the place, like whipping this way, not in a like a harmful way, but like looking for balls.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's like, dude, move over and let me drive.
Yeah,
because you're
feel that.
You know.
Like it totally depends on who I'm with.
Or if they're like taking turns hard, not on purpose, but it's like, relax.
Like they never ease off the gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you always have the one hole where you got to drive a couple hundred yards and you got the signs like the one hole this way, one hole that way. And it's freaking windy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one here. Ghostly Swoosh says, worst golf injury. Or what is your worst golf injury?
I'm dealing with a little bit of an injury right now. I did golf 45 holes from Friday to Sunday, and it's like the disc. There's a disc in my back that I cannot get it worked out.
I don't think you're supposed to work out the disc.
Well,
even not in your back?
Somewhere. It's not on my spine, but it's like on the muscle next to it. So it's definitely from hitting mammo drives. Or trying to, anyway.
I was just going to say, I don't think I've ever gotten a golf injury. Before I fixed my grip, I would get blisters on my one hand.
Yeah, my back hurts. I actually might have to take a couple days off.
Oh my gosh.
It does.
I'm thinking just golf course injury. Like, I think I've seen personally more injuries just from being drunk
Not
than
related.
I have
yeah.
from actually golfing. Aside from maybe like hitting it into a tree, bounce back into the guy that hit it type of thing.
Have either of you ever seen someone get hit by a golf ball?
No, my dad got hit last week though. By some kid.
Really?
He got hit. He said that if he wouldn't have like shrugged or whatever. So it would have hit him in the middle of the back and he shrugged and it hit him in between the shoulder blades.
Oh,
but it was he turned around to get mad and it was some kid. So he couldn't.
He didn't get mad?
No, and
that's
good. He was playing in between the fairways too, so it's not like the kid hit it all the way into his fairway.
You have seen someone get hit, Cody?
I actually have hit someone.
No, did you say four?
I didn't know he was there. It was a high school golf meet, actually.
Oh no!
It was
shit.
In Barnum, Minnesota. There's
Barnum.
Barnum, yeah, super small little course. I don't even know if it's still there. There was like these bushes on the side, maybe like 150, 175 yards away from the tee box, and I sliced one bad.
Ooh.
And it was like maybe chest height, and it came around and whipped into this bush. And I'm like, oh, I'm okay. All of a sudden we heard just like a yelp, right? And it's like one of my buddies.
Really?
Hey, honestly, good that it was your buddy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I thought it was someone on a different team. I mean, I was sad that I hit someone, but I didn't really care who it was.
Yeah. I mean, I would have rather hit my buddy than a random.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, big welt in like the middle of his chest.
How embarrassing is it when you're coming one way and the hole adjacent to you is going the other way and you hit a ball into their fairway
slash
like in front of the tee box and they're ready to tee off. Mm-hmm. How embarrassing. You're not thinking about that shot. No. You're like, let's just get this out of here.
Yeah. Honestly, you usually hit it pretty good too, because you are just thinking like, not about your swing, but about getting out of there as fast as possible.
Yep.
I never take a practice swing in that situation. I get out of my cart or I set my push cart down and I swing the club and I walk directly to where the ball went. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
If like I'm not going to watch the ball land, I am moving immediately.
Tough look.
Very tough look.
Here's a hot take from Robert Sledge. He says, do y'all suck at golf on purpose to get content?
Robert, if you knew anything about me, you would know that I am the farthest thing from actually trying to suck at golf.
So Robert brings up a good question, because I don't suck on purpose, but I do refuse to get better.
You do.
I refuse to get help to get better.
I, on the other hand, I want to get to an elite level that I'll never reach. But also, Tyler, we tell each other this once a round. If we were actually good, we probably wouldn't have a page.
We do. We think about that a lot. It's like we both of us want to be better golfers. And then we think about like if we become too good, then our page doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So that's why I refuse to get help, and Ryan can be the good one.
But I try and get help. It just doesn't work. So
because you try getting help from TikTok.
Yeah, we need to do a segment on like taking TikTok advice. TikTok golf advice, part one, part two, part three. We need to go through drills and see if it actually helps, because I guarantee a lot of them don't.
Not a chance.
Well, and that's I was just watching. Gosh, what was I just watching? It was this thing talking about how like these master classes and all these courses popping up and content creators popping up with all these tips and advice in any industry, not just golf related, but talking about how like these people are just putting out this advice, which might work for them, but like they have no justification for why they're giving the tip.
Well, it's also like, ask yourself, what gives you the right?
Like the man with the clipboard.
Do you think you are?
Like the ranger. Don't give me advice.
What gives you the right to think that you can fix my slice? Have you fixed a slice in the past? I wouldn't know, because I've never seen you hit a slice.
That's a good point. Your credibility instantly tanks.
Yes.
I'm not listening to that shit. All right. Good question, though, Robert Sledge. We ask ourselves that every day.
Yeah.
Sheely Drew. I'm assuming a relative of Ryan. Drew Sheely?
You know Drew?
No. Yeah.
Would you rather never be able to use your driver or never... This is word really
great
weird.
Great question, Drew.
Would you rather never be able to use your driver or putter again?
Driver, I don't use it.
I know. I was thinking that's exactly what I thought when I saw that too. Like, well, Tyler doesn't even use a driver.
I would throw the putter in the lake immediately.
What would you putt with?
I'd putt with a 3-wood. Okay. See, remember the guy at the Masters who got first? He was putting with a 3-wood.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
I was like day 2.
I was watching.
Yep. I would leave the driver in the bag. I'd throw the putter away. That's why I still have the price tag on in case I want to bring it back. But I
don't know if they're going to take it back. You've used it for 2 seasons.
Well, I'll clean it up.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to putt any worse with a 3-wood than I would with an actual putter. I'm bad at putting, Tyler.
What happened? You used to
I don't
be
know.
Good.
I used to drain 10 for 10 putts on the perfect practice, and I will 3-putt 9 out of 18 holes.
Can you not read a line or what?
Probably not. and probably just like knowing my own strength of like how
your touch is off.
Yeah, my touch is off.
I think I have pretty good touch. I can't read a line.
Really?
Save my damn life.
So we need to scramble together.
Yes. You go first, get me the line, and then I'll use the touch now that you gave me the line to sink the putt.
Kep.
Here's another one from Fraley LT.
Fraley.
What time of day is it appropriate to begin drinking on the golf course?
Immediately.
Let's say you got a 7 o'clock tee time.
Depends what day of the week is it.
Okay. Let's say Friday.
Do I have to work after?
No.
Then immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
Okay. Yep. So you're day drinking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're starting out like that.
Mm-hmm. Then I'm taking a after 18 nap.
Yeah.
And I'm waking up feeling good.
I will say this. If you are doing 18 first thing in the morning, there is no better feeling if you're already drinking, going home and then like grilling some burgers.
Ooh, burger. Dude, I'm optimal. Telling you, I might be the old guy of the group, but an after 18, you had a full belly for maybe your burgers. A nap never hits harder. You've been out in the sun all day, a few beers, full belly. You pop down on that couch, you teleport 3 hours.
That's like the deep sleep.
Yes.
Like I'm not waking up
you
knowing
wake
what
up,
year it is.
Yeah, you wake up a little sweaty, disoriented, feeling like $1 million.
I'm not napping after golf.
It depends. Dude. Like I love a good after golf nap.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just sucks because my kid also has to be napping.
I know. I also have a little dog now. I have to watch her at all times. So
you don't have to.
I do, yeah. Otherwise she'll chew everything up.
Just put a muzzle on her.
No.
Jesus. Okay, here's another one from Augs 5.
Augs.
If you could have any person drive your own personal BEV cart, who would it be?
I already know. Go ahead, Tyler.
I don't know. If you know, go.
Paulina Gretzky.
Really?
Dustin does not approve.
That's it. Why? Cody? Why? Think about it for 1 second. She already knows the game of golf, right?
So she's also going to be like a caddy kind of?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of.
Is she a good golfer?
Don't know. She's probably a good hockey
player. So how do you know she knows the game of golf?
Because her husband is the best in the world.
Okay.
She's probably a good hockey player, which a lot of hockey players are good golfers.
Did she play hockey?
Well, her dad did, so it's in the blood. It's in the blood. It's got to be.
She's from the deep end of the gene pool, so she's got a wealth of knowledge running through her DNA.
Yeah, okay. she's a very good-looking woman.
Yes. If we're going that route.
I know who you're going with.
Paige Spierniak.
Yep, there it is, Tyler.
Easy choice. We know she knows how to golf.
Yes, better than us. Way better.
Much, much better. So there's my caddy. Doesn't take a lot to figure out how to make a Captain Coke. So.
Not a caddy BEV cart.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're saying doubles as a caddy also.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
You were just asking about BEV cart.
Yes.
That's why I answered the way I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying I'm not going to order anything, a beer or a mixed drink that is just a pop and a liquor. So there's no way that can get messed up.
Yeah, I was going to say, funny. No one, it's really hard to mess a beer up.
Yeah. Right.
You just read the label.
Make sure the fridge is on.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's actually really funny because the question actually states if you could have any woman drive your own personal BEV cart.
And you just left that out to see how misogynistic we are.
I just said anyone because I didn't want to maybe get you guys in trouble with the wives, you know, but you guys,
they don't listen to this.
Chicks.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Who's yours, Cody?
I don't have one.
You have to.
Oh,
Cody's just his girlfriend.
I would say I'm okay with any BEV cart director because as long as you are giving me the beers or the mixed drinks on time,
sure.
Depending the day, as long as it's a frequent revisit, I don't care who it is.
All right, well, let's flip it then. Males.
Males.
Who's Aaron Rodgers. And I'm golfing with Tyler that day.
I told you I want that opportunity.
Jesus.
I, no kidding, thought you were going to say Adam Sandler.
You already picked Aaron Rodgers. That was a joke. I was going to go with Adam Sandler.
Okay.
I respect Adam Sandler too much. I'd be scared.
Why?
I wouldn't be like, because I would want him to golf with me. You know?
A celeb shot.
Yeah.
Who are you going with, Tyler? Male. Roy McAvoy?
No. Cody said he's a scumbag.
Really?
Who?
Roy McAvoy.
Sociopath. Oh, he's a sociopath.
Yeah. Bagger Vance.
Sure.
Bagger Vance.
That just sucks because now that I've formulated this, I don't really want Paige to be my caddy / bev cart director either. I want to golf.
Oh.
I want her to golf.
Hear me out. That tipsy bartender guy. He's making all these crazy
drinks. Oh, Rusty Featherstone.
Oh,
done.
Okay, that's a good one.
Done.
That's
no
a good
shit.
One.
But yeah, I wouldn't want Paige Spierniak to be my bev cart / caddy. I would want her to golf in the group.
So you like her more for her golf skills, what you're
saying.
Yeah,
she's very good.
That's why you follow her, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. The discover page on Breakfast Balls Instagram is all paid.
So the reason strange. That you're picking her is because she's really good at golf and you just want some sound advice.
Yes. Genuinely, yes. But also she's very attractive.
There we go.
There it is.
Hey, next one, Cody. If we're talking a scramble situation, that might be a good deterrence for the opponents because they're so, you know, fixated on the fact that Paige is there. And that might help you.
Do we have a fourth for Old Man Iron Man yet?
Not that I know.
Cody, get in the DMs.
Tyler, and because you're not in it for her looks, you're in it for her golf skill. Like, it's not distracting you at all.
No, not even a little bit.
Not even for a single second are you distracted by Paige Sternack.
We all know that I'm not going to take her advice.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't have to worry about that getting in my head either.
She's just got
to
play a good ball.
Yeah, and she can. I need her to show up. And I'll put one in the fairway safe every time so then she can hit bombs.
There we go.
Okay. That. Mike Schmidt, 79, says, drunkest you've ever been on the golf course? Fall out of cart? Fall over driving ball?
My buddy's bachelor party last year, very, very drunk. He teed up his ball and then like stood back to line it up and it was a raised tee box. And he tipped over the back end of the tee box and rolled down the hill.
You did or he did?
He did. I tipped over once, like didn't fall over on my face, but I'd like catch myself on my hand teeing the ball up.
Sure.
Very drunk.
Yeah.
Nice ass course, too.
I've never gotten super drunk on a course.
Really?
Tuned up once together last summer.
Yeah, but not to the point where I'm falling over.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if I've ever fell over from drinking.
Have you ever, have you done a bachelor party golfing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, I'm all letting her loose at a bachelor party.
Yeah.
I can only think of one moment. It was at a golf tournament with my dad.
In high school.
No. This was when I was above legal limit. We're standing on the tee box and I go to actually drive the ball and it looked like a practice swing because I totally missed the ball and then fell down to my knees like on the tee box. And then I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm going to be cooling it on the drinks here.
And then you proceeded to hit a birdie.
Yep.
No, probably a nice double or triple or quadruple bogey, I'm assuming.
Sounds about right.
Okay, next one. Vinny Duca says, Pine to Palm, .. Ryan, how are you going to deal with the competition?
We can't get a hold of them.
We've been trying. I'm sorry to let everybody down, but...
It's not over till it's over.
It's not over till it's over, but it's not looking great.
Really?
We can't get a hold of them.
I called the clubhouse once.
Yeah. I sent two emails.
We got to get Grandpa Dave on it.
I know, because he's going to be working there.
Yeah, he'll get us signed up.
Okay.
He's listening right now.
Yeah.
Grandpa, please.
Please, Grandpa Dave.
Oh, he also sent one in too here.
Even though Grandpa Dave did send
a question.
He said, I will not get past the first round.
Is he right? You just said you were playing bad.
I guess we won't. Well, I'll be playing good in June. You just wait.
Okay.
We have a Grandpa Dave submitted question here. I didn't mean to cut you off, Ryan. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Cody. Miles.
Why do pro golfers have to walk?
Grandpa, you texted me this question or Facebook messages because you couldn't figure out the question submission thing. So I've seen this question and I've been thinking about it. I refused to Google it because I didn't want to just cop out. I have no idea.
So John Daly gets to drive a cart, doesn't he?
That's a, like personal things. He doesn't drive one in competition.
Okay. I think golf is more than just being able to play well. It's also being able to like keep up stamina and physical fitness. Which is also wild that a 50-year-old won the U.S. Open.
Phil, you know what he does? Phil golfs 36 holes every day so that when he only has to do 18, it feels like a day off.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's wild. I'm thinking that's a little bit of the reason. But here's the thing. Us walking is a lot more strenuous than them walking. You know why, Tyler? Because they don't have to carry a 55-pound bag.
That's very true.
They're just grabbing their shot book, checking what's coming next, and moving on to the next shot.
Yeah, I wonder, because maybe it's like a reward for golfers that are hitting the ball better. They have less distance to walk to it, so it's just another element of hitting a better ball means you're going to play better in the long run.
The real MVP here...
I have no clue.
...is the caddies.
Yes.
Those guys, it's like kind of like the CrossFit games, like the fittest on earth. Who's the fittest caddy on earth? Like, they should have a competition for that.
It would be me. Nobody on the tour has a bag as heavy as yours. Nope. And I carried yours for a whole ass video.
Nobody has as good of a double leg as you.
No, I didn't shoot double legs. We've talked about this many times. I was an ankle picker.
Okay.
Big time.
I don't even know what that means.
Duck under.
Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You wouldn't get it, Cody.
It's a wrestling thing.
You were a golfer in high school.
Barely.
Golf isn't in barely. The winter.
Oh.
No, it's different a spring seasons. Sport. It's a spring sport.
Okay,
we got another one from Kometic here. This is the last question I have, and then I'll go on to like two reviews that I have.
Okay.
If you have a tee time to go out midday and it's raining too much and you can't play, what are you doing otherwise with that time that you've blocked out to go golfing?
Playing PGA 2K21.
I'm probably going to the clubhouse and having a couple beers.
Trying to wait it out or what?
Yeah, waiting it out just in case. And the time's already blocked off. I'm heading to the clubhouse, probably getting some food, sweet potato fries, burger, a couple beers. Yeah, I'm just going to wait it out.
Yeah, I'm honestly probably just going to do shit at the house.
No shit.
I'm not going anywhere.
Really?
Ruins my day. I get sad.
Well, you got to take a nap.
It's like, have you guys ever taken a nap during the rain? It so just calming. Hits different.
It does. Yeah, it does.
Movies and naps are the best time.
Can we talk about how underrated taking a nap as an adult is?
How long of a nap?
Doesn't matter.
You're way tired waking up after an hour plus nap.
Don't care though.
Really?
Feels fucking amazing.
Because here's the thing, Tyler. You're already tired. You're going to be tired all the time.
I'm so tired all the time.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I get it.
15-minute power nap or a 3-hour knockout session? Either one.
What does that mean?
You're knocked out for 3 hours.
Oh. I thought you were going something sexual here. I'm just like, what
Cody.
Is going on right now?
This Cody, what are you doing?
I'm going to probably just hang out at the 19th hole.
Really?
Probably just guzz some beers.
Am I at the course already? Or are you guys driving to the course in the rain? Torrential downpour just to drink at the golf course.
Oh, I assumed you were there and then it started raining, I guess.
Oh, if I'm already there, then I'll drink there.
Sure.
But if I'm at home and it's raining... I'm not leaving.
I'm probably not leaving at that point.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that. I was picturing in my head already there for some reason.
Sure.
Okay. Well, okay, let's move on to some reviews here. I got three reviews that I've checked out here that I thought were a little standing out from the rest, I guess.
Good way to put it.
Great description.
Okay. This one is a 1-star review, actually, that we just got last week.
This guy can fuck off.
It says... Best podcast out there.
No!
And then it says, just getting back into golf, and this is awesome to listen to get pumped for a weekend round. The Average Golfer Podcast. Being a golf podcast, I believe 1-star is the best. Not 100% how that works. Keep up the good work, boys.
That's not good for our business. Thanks for the kind words, but that literally brings down our rating, which means we can't get sponsors.
Let's talk about this for a second.
This is my fault. We talked about it too much in the last podcast about the 1-star review thing. I fucked us. It's not his fault. It's my fault.
He did say not sure how this entirely works.
Yeah, I'm sorry for yelling at you. I confused you probably.
You know what, Tyler? The stars don't even matter. It's about the community that we're building here. The community of average golfers. The community of people getting pumped up for a weekend round. Stars aside... This is my guy.
Can you redo a re-review, please?
Please change it.
Please.
Okay.
I have to name? Feed my child.
What's the name on
there
that?
There was no name. This is on... Oh, I'm sorry. NH Hargrave.
And Hargrave?
Nathan. Yeah. I'm calling it. He's a Nathan.
Nathan Hargrave. I'm pretty sure he has been in the DMs.
Really?
I'm on it.
Wow.
I guarantee he has.
Look him up.
We'll message him.
This next one is from me, 1864.
Oh, I thought it was from you, actually.
No, ME1864.
Yep.
The title is Hard to Listen To. 2 stars. They're like a couple of 10-year-olds telling fat jokes and thinking they're funny. One. And they keep referring to some videos they made, but refuse to link to them in the show notes. They are more interested in fat jokes and betting than golf. If you're looking for interesting golf talk, then try this other podcast.
They just plug their own podcast. I respect it. And they gave us more stars than the other guy.
That is true. So now
we have 3 out of 10 stars so far.
Not looking good, Ryan.
Well, we'll end it on a good note.
No, hang on.
5-star.
So when have we made a fat joke?
I don't know.
I was not here
I think
for one.
maybe more of the tone, like us just doing childish jokes.
Maybe when you did the caddy video.
No.
Okay.
Nice.
I wrote that. Yeah, I can't recall. But I do respect the hustle of plugging his own podcast in the reviews that no one reads.
Yeah.
You think that was his own podcast that he plugged?
I don't know. Don't give him the click.
To take the time to write a review and plug another podcast. Here's the thing. He doesn't care about that other podcast that much.
It's probably a podcast from some people on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, it's probably like Rick Shields' podcast.
It's weird that this guy, a literal professional golfer, knows more than Tyler and Ryan telling fat jokes.
Here's the thing, though. My guy. There's so many other people out there like us that can relate to what we're talking about that can get fucking jacked for a weekend round. Like the highlight, some of the highlights of my weeks is golfing on the weekend, right? That's what I look forward to. So you can suck it.
Thanks for one more star than the nice guy though.
Yeah, true.
Okay. This last one I have here was a 5-star review by B. Davis. Great podcast where you feel like you're just sitting around having a couple 13, 14 beers with the guys. They guys keep you laughing and make you want to get back on the course ASAP.
Hell yeah.
That's a couple like 13, 14. I love that.
Yep. Like that. I mean, he said it as good as you can.
You can't say it any better.
Mm-mm. Great review. Great review.
Yeah. Yep. I'm just going to leave it at that.
I do have one question that was texted to me from a friend.
Oh, shit.
A hypothetical situation, if you will, that I've been mulling over in my head for over a week.
And you didn't tell us.
I know. I wanted you to hear it on the podcast.
Okay.
All right. So you have 5 5-foot putts, straight as an arrow, green as flat as can be.
Yep.
For every putt that you make, you get $10 million. For every putt that you miss, you spend an entire year in prison. You have to putt all 5. You can't quit after 1 if you make it. And we're talking prison. Real ass prison. Not county jail.
Wow. Is this like a maximum security prison?
Not specified, but it is real prison and not like not the Pine City County Jail.
That's a great question.
You make one putt, you can retire. But if you miss the next 4, you're going to prison for 4 years.
And you might not come back.
You might not come back. But if you do come back, you got $10 million waiting for you.
Or you might have $40 million after a year in prison.
Think about this, though. You make all 5, it's $50 million.
Is there anyone watching?
It wasn't specified. I asked a whole bunch of things.
Ooh.
It was my friend Connor, since we're shouting out names, his address is, I can actually give that to you.
His actual home address is...
All right.
This is the Connor that I golfed with?
Yes. First question I asked him was, this scenario presented to me right now in life, or can I choose what age I am at when I take these putts? Because I have a small child. I can't afford to spend 5 years in prison. Very developmental years coming up for him.
Or even 1 year.
Right.
That's a lot.
I told him that if I didn't have a kid, no kid, I'm doing it in a heartbeat.
You do have a kid, though.
I do.
So that's off the table.
It is off the table.
Congrats.
Yeah, and the next question was legit prison or not, and it is legit prison. You could get shanked.
I think I'm hard enough to last in prison.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Take the putts, Ryan.
I'm taking the putts for sure.
You won't see birdie for 5 years. Well, if you miss all 5.
I'm not going to miss all 5.
We should go out there. We should do this scenario on the story. I mean, obviously there's no stakes on the line, but just to see how long we'd be in prison for.
You know, that's a very interesting question.
Cody, are you putting?
Because does money buy happiness?
$50 million could buy you some sweet shit.
I'd be pretty happy.
It could also set your children up forever too.
Son of a bitch.
My kids aren't even born yet.
You make one single putt and then survive 4 years in prison, you are set.
Is there a possibility of parole after 1?
No. No parole. It is a solid year.
Oh my God. I don't think I would risk it. I would rather not have the money than be in prison.
I'm kind of with you, Cody. As effed up as that might sound, I'm kind of also with you.
I think I'd come out with some sick tattoos.
Tyler told me this morning, and I've been thinking about this all day.
So you both knew about this question?
Yeah, I had to send it to him, and he didn't read it for some reason.
I never actually got it.
I airdropped it to you.
It wasn't.
You got Grandpa Dave's.
Regardless.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Regardless. God damn, that's tough.
Yeah. I think 2 years ago, Tyler would do it. Today, not a chance.
No.
Not gonna risk it.
Shit.
Not gonna risk it, man.
So we're all three taking the coward's way out.
Yes.
Wow. No, not one person is sold on that.
I thought for sure, Ryan, you wouldn't even think about it. You're like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll make all five pots.
I like being outside of prison too much. I don't even know what prison is like, and I like being outside of it way too much.
Oh, we work for Miles.
We did work in a prison cell in the original bunker.
That was a joke, Miles. Please don't fire us.
I only say that because there was two small windows on the garage door.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there was no natural light.
And lots of shivs.
Barely any heat.
Barely any heat. AC. No AC at all. Mm-hmm.
No AC.
I know we've been mulling this over for a long time.
Okay.
But still, like,
let's change the scenario then.
All right.
Let's say $8 million per putt, only three putts.
I'm taking it.
So max, you're doing 3 years in prison.
And max, you're making $24 million.
Yep.
I'm still out. I'm taking it. What difference does that make? It's only when you got that much money, that's only, you know,
2 years?
20% less. That's only 20% less.
It's almost half, Cody. Three compared to 5 years.
It's only half the money too, though.
Can you stop putting whenever you want? Can you hit one putt and
nope,
be done?
You got to hit all. You have to hit them all.
Let's be realistic. $24 million compared to $50 million for guys like us.
That's no difference whatsoever.
I'm still not putting. I'm not doing it.
So a 5 foot putt is probably from me to you away.
Yeah, I would say the edge of this table. Yeah.
Fuck, that's a long putt, actually. Yeah.
Think of the practice mat. It's 9 feet, right?
No, I know. That's exactly where my head went.
Yep. You don't have the grooves to help you, though, because we didn't iron it.
I mean, the odds are good of you being able to get something.
The odds are also good you're going to prison for at least 1 year.
What if you missed all three putts?
Then you have no money and you're in prison.
Oh, my God.
See, that is what scares me a little bit.
Right.
Talk about the pressure.
But you got to play to win, not to not lose.
Right.
Right. The pressure, you miss your first one. And then you're like, oh my God, I for sure am going to prison now.
And then you miss your second one.
And then you miss your second one because you're in your own head. And then you just crumble.
You know what I would want? I mean, this isn't part of the equation, but you agree to it at the beginning of the golf season. And then every 5 foot putt you have, you don't know which five foot putts that the golf gods are choosing.
Yeah.
But they pick five of them and you unknowingly putt those putts, and at the end of the golf season they tell you how many years you're going to prison. I guarantee you, you're not tapping them in one-handed anymore.
No.
I'm not doing that.
I missed a two-footer to win the hole this last weekend.
Against Miles?
No, against
Sunday. Scramble.
Yeah.
All right, well, have fun with that conundrum, folks listening in your cars or at home.
Son of a bitch.
Everybody enjoy that except for me 22 or whatever that person's name was.
Me 1846.
Yeah.
Listen to their podcast.
We're enemies now.
Son of a...
Yeah, go to the reviews and click that link.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks again for listening in to episode 30.
High 30s.
4.
Sick.
36.
4. 34.
Oh, damn.
It is 34.
We're in the high 30s.
34.
34.
Guys, we'll be back next week with episode 35. In the meantime, hey, we got free Boys Are Buzzin' koozie and sticker with any order this month at oubetcha.com. Go check it out. Also be on the lookout next week for the Father's Day special. No one knows about it now, except you. I'm not going to tell you what
seriously
it is, but nobody knows about it except me and a couple other people. So it's going to be...
And everyone listening.
It is going to be elite.
That's what I'm going to tell Ryan.
Yeah. All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Hell, that's a breakfast ball.